The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And there's a lot of things happening in the sports world. Game 7 for Golden State in Oklahoma City. You might think that Oklahoma City blew it. You might think that it was just a tremendous performance from Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. A record-performing performance from Klay Thompson at that. 11 three-pointers made. Just a ridiculous performance, to be honest with you. Jeff Rich with me as he always is. Jeff, good morning, man. How are you, bud?
Doing well. Congratulations to the Eastern Conference champion Cleveland Cavaliers. They have punched their ticket to the NBA's biggest stage. Another chance for LeBron to get it done. He's got two. He's been to six. And hopefully for Cleveland fans, six is the magic number. LeBron brings the title home.
Six straight. Pretty unbelievable, man. Six straight NBA final appearances from LeBron James. And you know what? In all the greatness of the Golden State Warriors, maybe that greatness is kind of being forgotten about, to be honest with you, man.
Yeah, lots of role players. Things seem to be coming together, but Golden State or Oklahoma City will be a different animal than anything that they faced in these playoffs thus far.
Yeah, absolutely. He's Jeff Rich. I am the Dorf Man. A lot going on in the sports world. We're just getting warmed up. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We're right back, everybody.
Tired of inhaling harsh chemicals while you're cleaning? I'm Danny Lipper with tips for today's homeowner. If you dread chores like cleaning the bathroom because of those chemical smells, then stay tuned. I have a few solutions coming right up right after this.
You know what's true and what's not. And what's true is that the best laid plans need the strongest tools. And no tool has been up for more challenges than True Temper. These lawn and garden tools live up to their name again and again. Refined, perfected, strong, and durable, innovative tools since 1808. You know what you need to get the job done. You and a tool that is absolutely true. True Temper.
Many of the cleaners we use for our bathrooms use bleach and other harsh chemicals to disinfect and cut through soap scum, but this chore doesn't have to be an assault on your sinuses. You can make a great cleaner that will disinfect and deodorize by simply mixing a one-to-one solution of vinegar and water in a spray bottle. Once clean and dry, coat the shower door with one of the many water-repellent formulas available designed for car windshields. This treatment creates a barrier between the water and the glass so water droplets run off quickly. That means dirt and soap scum roll right off and water droplets never get a chance to calcify on the surface, so all you need to clean the glass is a soft cloth and water. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
How fast are Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are Allegra gel caps?
10 more lawns to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gel caps give you noticeable relief of your indoor and outdoor allergies. It starts working in just 1 hour, two times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster, nothing's stronger among OTC-branded oral antihistamines. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
A great business needs a stunning website.
And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Looking to break away this spring? Visit the sun-soaked bayside town of Tiburon, located just minutes from San Francisco. The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own garden. Spring rates starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068 or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
Half minute left. 15 on the shot clock. Oklahoma City does have a foul to give. Curry works it down. 5 on the 24. Makes a move on Ibaka. Banks it home. 5-point lead for the Warriors. We are now seeing the Steph Curry that we have seen as most valuable player the last two seasons.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Speaking of good timing, Steph Curry definitely had some pretty good timing for his Golden State Warriors. And Klay Thompson, too. Let's be honest, man. He's really the guy that got it going, and then Steph kind of just helped him finish off the job. But, hey, just thinking about this, Jeff, a couple of days ago, you know, a reporter asks Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook about the defense that Steph Curry plays and kind of laugh it off. Kevin Durant kind of was bouncing around the question. And then Russell scratching himself, doing everything he can to contain himself. In all honesty, chalkboard material, not needed at this time in the series, to be honest with you. But if there ever was any chalkboard material, I would have to say, if I'm Steph Curry, that's something that kind of gets me going, to be honest with you. And if you're going to use anything, why not use that as a little bit of motivation going into a hostile environment there for game six where your team is really up against it and you got guys saying that you can't play defense? What do you think?
I don't know that it's that much of a factor. I think that you do something like that when bulletin board material comes into play, maybe Golden State, you know, has an 8-point lead late and they keep jacking up threes to win by 20 to really shut everything down. But I think that both of these teams are playing at such a high level that that outside noise ends up not being a factor. I don't think that Golden State has a gear above what they play at. And, you know, hence the bulletin board material is probably immaterial.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I just think you got to be careful. Anytime you've got a guy that has the skills and the confidence and the poise that Steph Curry seems to have every single time out there. I mean, I'm amazed at watching this kid play. I really am. And, you know, you've said to me, hey, you call it a love fest, whatever you want to call it. I just call it watching greatness. You know, when LeBron does great things, I appreciate that too. And I made it pretty aware that I know that he's been to six straight, and that's unbelievable. It's an accomplishment that these guys that are currently playing can obviously not say that they have other than LeBron. And everywhere he goes, he makes great things happen, and he makes everybody else around him better. Flat out, that makes him an MVP like guy every single year, and we all know that. But I'll tell you what, man, Steph Curry smaller guy, a little weaker, gets pushed around, gets beat up by these Oklahoma City defenders, unusual, let's be honest. But yet, the last couple games, he has played with a little chip on his shoulder. He's played with a little bit more of an attitude. You saw it, the emotion, game five, on their way out the door. We're not ready to go home yet. Game six, similar in that sense of that mentality of, you know what, we got to go out there and we've got to compete at an unbelievable level. And they did. And I'll tell you what, in that kind of environment, that's how you find the true stars and guys that can step above the rest of the competition. He's one of those guys, Jeff, flat out, man. I put him and LeBron in the same sentence. I really do.
Well, we haven't seen Golden State play a game with the potential of being eliminated since Mark Jackson was there, if I recall last year's playoffs correctly. So game six, game seven, it's win or go home for Golden State. And, you know, at the end of the day, this stuff is fun. The early rounds of the playoffs, I think we acknowledge, were a little bit lackluster. And I think that when you get to this point, you just enjoy the game. Like you said, we are watching greatness, and we're seeing that play out on the court. You know, one of the tweets I saw, I don't usually follow Twitter during the games because I think people are too reactionary and too ridiculous. But, you know, somebody commented, you know, I think the score was about 99-96 in game six of the Western Conference Finals. And people were saying this series is drugs, you know, in that it's such a rush, in that you keep yearning for more. And while drugs might not be the best analogy, especially when you're talking about the world of sports, I think it's, you know, from a fan perspective, from a consumer perspective, there's nothing better. And, you know, you could build up the 80s, you could build up all those old Celtics teams all you want. But, you know, the truth of the matter is, we're watching greatness on a level that we've never seen before in the NBA with all three remaining teams.
Yeah, just unbelievable stuff. You know, like I said, Steph Curry gets bumped around, battered, bruised, and, you know, he just kind of keeps coming at you. And the same with the Golden State Warriors. You know, I mean, I felt like Oklahoma City had a shot to kind of like really knock them out, but they never could. You know, that lead never grew more than the real low double digits. And when they had chances to push it, I felt like they got a little jumpy or a little skittish, you know, where they
were excited.
Yeah. I mean, just like they wanted to do it too quickly, too fast. And for a little bit of the first half, that's what they were doing to Golden State. I mean, Golden State plays fast anyways, but they had them sped up a little bit faster than we're accustomed to seeing. And that's how they've been able to beat Golden State, is get them a little bit more sped up than they've been. And Oklahoma City kind of like is in cruise control. And then all of a sudden they pick and choose moments where they put on a barrage of 6 or 8 points, but they didn't really have that. And you know what? Golden State gave them opportunities to do that to them, because they would go up and they would shoot balls real quickly, you know, bad shots, not the best looks by any means. And then Oklahoma City would come down and do the same exact thing. So when they had their moments to really seize and take control of that basketball game, I didn't think they did that. And I really think a big part of the reason was Kevin Durant, man. He took so many poor shots in the first half. I think he was like 6 of 19 for shooting in the first half. And and they were not good looks, Jeff. He took a lot of fast, quick shots, and uncharacteristic of Kevin Durant, to be honest with you.
Does he have the ability to take over a game? I'm thinking to what Ty Lue did with LeBron James, kind of removed the governor from the gas pedal and said, you know what, we're all in on this game. We're gonna push all our chips to the middle. And if we have to play, you know, four guys, watch LeBron James, that's what we're going to do to make sure that we win that game. Is there a way for Billy Donovan to just open things up for Kevin Durant and say, you're the superstar, you go out and win this series for us, you bring it home, you put us in the NBA Finals? Does Kevin Durant have that in him, or do we get a little ridiculous with the comparisons to LeBron?
I don't think he has it in him. I'll be honest with you. I think if there's a guy that has it in him on that team, it's Russell Westbrook. I mean, He obviously loves and relishes the moment. You can see he's a fierce competitor, man. There's literally nothing like that guy to me on a basketball floor. He's so intense. He's so into it. I think Russell Westbrook's that guy. But the real trick with him is make better decisions then late in the ball game and dump off a pass instead of maybe taking a shot when you should do that. And I think Kevin Durant usually makes great decisions. I don't think he did that the other day, and that seemed to be a little bit of the problem. They just made too many poor decisions once again, Oklahoma City. But now we got a game seven, man, Monday night. Unbelievable stuff. Jeff Rich, Dorf Man, it is Dorf on Sports. Hang tight, everybody. You're on the Sports Byline, USA Radio Network. We'll be right back in just a few.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back. I feel like it's a Cali party today, man. I really do. Got the Notorious One taking us back to Cali. We got Golden State taking us back to Cali, man. Game 7. It's the best thing in sports. In all honesty, man, we live, breathe, we die for these Game 7s. Don't we, Jeff? Seriously.
Oh, we do for sure. But, you know, I have to remind everybody that Notorious B.I.G. went back to Cali and the dude got shot. So going back to Cali doesn't always mean things are going to go well for you.
Yeah, but in this case, man, I just see it's interesting because when the Golden State Warriors went down 1-3, and I said to a buddy of mine, in all honesty, I'm not making this up right now. I said to my buddy, they go down 1-3. I said to him, you know what the story now is? The story is now how Golden State is going to come back from a 1-3 deficit and get themselves back to the NBA Finals. And I kind of said it to him jokingly, but in a way he looked at me and he goes, you know what? You could be so right about this. It's unbelievable. And we're there, man. It happened somehow, some way, as dominant and as imposing as the Oklahoma City Thunder have been. And in the victories, Jeff, they blew them out. Let's face it. They literally blew them out, except with the exception of game one, they won 108-102 or something like that. But truth be told, that was pretty amazing too, because if my memory serves me correctly, they were kind of getting beat badly in the first half of that game and had a pretty big turnaround in the second half of that game. And then all of a sudden it became like, wow, this team is dominating the Golden State Warriors, and the Warriors will be lucky to get back in the series. All the media, the experts said it was over. There's no chance it's going back. History tells us that too, because you know, when teams go down 1-3, only 9 have ever come back in the history of this kind of thing. So no way can Golden State do it, but yet we're here and they have a chance to do it.
It makes the story even better. That there's not a bad storyline to be had with what happens the rest of the way between game 7 in the Western Conference Finals and the NBA Finals themselves. I mean, you know, you take the three out, you take the two options for the Western Conference Finals. You either have you have Oklahoma City, who could potentially not win the series in 6 on their home court, and then go into Roracle and take Game 7, and you know, have a chance to be the Dragon Killers, to slay the dragon that is San Antonio, who's a team that we've almost forgotten about because they were eliminated so long ago, and then to beat the 73-win Golden State Warriors, and then to beat LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers if they get there, would be one of the most amazing accomplishments in sports. We know the story with Cleveland. If LeBron comes home and finishes that story, kind of puts the icing on the cake for his return to Cleveland, that's a big deal. And then, you know, not to be forgotten, a team going back-to-back in the NBA is not commonplace. Finishing the job with 73 wins in the regular season and then going back-to-back for the titles, beating LeBron in both cases, getting rid of that narrative from a year ago that the Cavs were hurt. If Golden State gets there and beats the Cavaliers, it's a truly amazing accomplishment. But it all comes down to Game 7 to set the story for what starts on June 2nd with the NBA Finals.
Yeah, a lot of great storylines that could be, to be honest with you. So many when you think about it. And look, I just find myself saying, wow, when I watch the Golden State Warriors time in and time again. I thought that there was a chance that Oklahoma City could dethrone these guys. But, you know, Game 7 on the road now for Oklahoma City. I've almost felt like, in a weird way, this is like for both teams. You know, Golden State has obviously been playing for their lives. We know that because they were down 1-3. But at the same time, you know what? If you were Oklahoma City, you could never really get comfortable because you know how good Golden State is. So Game 5 was like a must win. They lose that one, obviously. Game 6 was really a must win, you know. And now Game 7 almost seems insurmountable for them to go out and win. But when that kind of thing happens, man, you almost got to say, well, think the unthinkable at this point, because we've seen it happen 2 times in a row. So why would we be surprised to see it happen a 3rd time in a row?
You know, I think back to the Tiger Woods movie story where back when he was playing as an amateur, you know, I remember a coach telling a kid, you know, you have a 3-strike lead over Tiger going into the final round. But when you're playing Tiger Woods, you almost have to play that like you're 3 strokes behind. And I think the same is true with Golden State and Oklahoma City, that Oklahoma City has to approach this game no matter how many points they're winning by. If they manage to get a lead, that they have to continue to play as if they're trailing and have that attitude that Golden State could score 12 points in a matter of seconds on four possessions, and they could do it quite easily when you have Klay and Steph Curry and some of the role players able to hit from beyond the arc.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'll tell you what. Sean Livingston is going to make some of those shots that he was missing in Game 6 on the road. He'll make those shots at home. I hate to say it. Harrison Barnes going to make shots at home. Festus Ezeli going to be a little bit more effective at home. Andrew Bogut may even make some free throws at home. You know,
now, just, don't get carried away. Don't get carried away.
He may even hit some free throws at home. I didn't say he would. I said he may even hit some free throws at home. My point is that we all know that role players and guys are just a little bit more comfortable in their own surroundings, in their own bed, you know, just the daily routine that they go through leading up to that game is a lot more comfortable. So I find it really hard to think that Oklahoma City could go in there and win. Go ahead.
Is there a matchup that Oklahoma City can exploit, whether it's Adams down low against Bogut, whether it's Westbrook going at, you know, and Golden State plays great defense. I don't want to take anything away from them, but I think that there's opportunity to be had if you can get Russ Westbrook in one of those ISO situations, knowing that you have Kevin Durant as an option if he can be a facilitator on the offensive end of the floor.
Look, they have a ton of matchups that they can go to. I mean, let's face it. Like I said, in the games that they won, they have been absolutely dominant for portions of the game, especially in their own building. We saw what they did in games 3 and 4, and I think that that's why, you know, people were so quick to say, well, you know what, Golden State may be done, but you know what? That's something that Rudy T said, man. You can never underestimate the heart of a champion. And Golden State has shown us the past couple of games, they're champions. They really are. And you know what? If they would have gone, they would not have gone quickly and they would not have gone easily. They were going with a fight in both those games. But truth be told, they willed their way to a victory and got themselves to game 7 and in a position to go back, like you said, to fight and battle LeBron James, who, like I said before, you cannot discredit the accomplishments that this guy has. Everywhere he goes, he gets the team to the finals, you know. And this is kind of a crazy random question, but you know, let's just say he gets it done. Let's say that he wins with Kyrie and he wins with K-Love. And, you know, Tyronn Lue has done his job. LeBron James is a free agent. You know that, right?
Correct.
Is there a chance that LeBron says, well, you know what? I want to go live that dream out. And I want to play with Chris Paul and Carmelo and D-Wade and, you know what? South Beach was pretty cool, man. Maybe I could go back there and make it happen. What do you think?
No. I think Durant's best situation is in Oklahoma City. Now, one team that kind of intrigues me, and they've been so awful, but you hear the news that they're going to move one, you know, that they're evaluating what they can get for these lottery picks, these bigs that they've taken over the years, damaged goods, if you will, in some cases with Noel,
yeah,
and Embiid. But I mean, do you think that they could take a player, find a player that's unhappy with his current situation, and maybe package that number one overall pick with a guy like Nerlens Noel, and maybe try to allure some free agents there? I'm not saying LeBron James or even Kevin Durant, but you know, I just think that there's always that surprise team. I didn't really think that Miami had much of a chance for LeBron. I always thought it was the big city lights of New York or a really good ready-made situation in Chicago, and he bucked both of those to go play with his buddy, but they also got Chris Bosh involved, and you know, they created that team pretty well. I just think LeBron can't handle it mentally to leave again. I think that's what it comes down to at the end of the day. And these one-year contracts are more about waiting for TV money than playing the leverage card with the Cavaliers, though I think that that is a factor.
Look, bottom line is there's no way in hell that Philadelphia gets themselves out of the mess that they're in for quite some time. I hate to say it, but and if I'm a player, I would absolutely not want to go there. I don't care how much money they throw at me. There's absolutely zero direction with that ball club.
Colangelo could turn it around.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one, but truth be told, until you give me a little bit of promise and a little bit, you show me something, I'm not a believer in what they're doing right now. So, no, I would never go to Philadelphia if I'm anybody in the league. But anyways, got to take a quick pause for the cause. On the other side, we're going to talk some hoops with Shane Koenig, so I look forward to that as I do each and every week. But we got to take a quick pause for the cause. He's Jeff Rich. I am the Dorf Man. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
This is the first week of May, so you've probably already broken in your grill for the spring. I'm Danny Lifford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about safe grilling right after this.
You know what's true and what's not. And what's true is that the best laid plans need the strongest tools. And no tool has been up for more challenges than True Temper. These lawn and garden tools live up to their name again and again. Refined, perfected, strong, and durable. Innovative tools since 1808. You know what you need to get the job done. You and a tool that is absolutely true. True Temper.
A sure sign that spring and summer are here is the appearance of grills on decks, patios, and backyards across the country. May is National Barbecue Month, and today more Americans are lighting their grills than ever before, so it's especially important to remember that a successful barbecue is a safe barbecue. First, remember that grills are designed for outdoor use only. Never barbecue inside a tent, house, garage, or any enclosed area, because that can lead to a deadly accumulation of carbon monoxide. Set up the grill in a well-ventilated area that's away from buildings, overhead combustible surfaces, or dry landscaping. It's also important to make sure that the grill isn't left unattended while it's hot, and there's always a fire extinguisher close by. Now get busy and grill safe this year. I'm Danny Lifford with tips for today's homeowner.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
I've got weeds on the sidewalk and ants in the kitchen.
I told Angie we could help get rid of both and that she could even get one free.
Ace is a place to get rid of weeds and be bug free. Emphasis on free.
Now through Memorial Day, buy Roundup Weed and Grass Killer and get Ortho Home Defense Insect Killer free. Buy 1.1 gallon Roundup, get 1 gallon Ortho free. Offer valid through May 30th at participating stores. Store stock only. See store for details. Limit one.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Here's Thompson, who just checked back in and knocks out a three. Thompson, a rainbow three. Klay Thompson with his eighth three-pointer. Bogut keeping it alive for the new possession. Thompson turning and shooting. What a shot by Klay Thompson. A long three for Thompson, and that is an NBA record. His 10th three-pointer of the night.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Klay Thompson just knocking down shots, man. 11 three-pointers in all. setting an NBA record. But probably more important to him and his team, forcing a Game 7 back in Oracle. And a chance to go play LeBron James in the NBA Finals. Before we get into this whole thing, let's bring in our next guest, which is Shane Koenig. Shane, good morning, man. How are you?
I'm good, guys. Good morning to you.
You know, pretty unbelievable performance from Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and the entire Golden State Warriors. And I said to Jeff earlier, the unsung hero once again is Andre Iguodala, who came up with some great defensive plays late in the ball game, a couple of big shots that he came up with. But truth be told, just a tremendous, fantastic, unbelievable, whatever word you can throw in there, just a tremendous performance from the Golden State Warriors in a do-or-die situation where they obviously needed the game to continue their season. They were up for it, man. And on the other hand, Oklahoma City had chances to knock this team out and did not do it. So as Jeff kind of alluded to, saying along the lines of, Choklahoma City, or do you give credit to the Golden State Warriors and that magnificent effort that they put out there in a do-or-die situation?
I would say, not to have a cop-out, but I think it'd be a little bit of both. I think that Oklahoma City, we've talked about it here multiple times, how the postseason seems to have turned around their fourth quarter finishing game issues that they were seeing during the regular season, and yet in probably the biggest game so far this season until, you know, Monday, they choked. Their offense became everything that they don't want. It became stagnant. It became two players trying to shoot outside shots to not work it into their teammates. Their success they've had against Golden State was the unexpected rise of Steven Adams, how a Serge Ibaka comes around, how they were distributing the ball, but also allowing themselves to get open shots because they were distributing the ball, and that did not happen in the fourth quarter at all. And Golden State did the total opposite. All of their players stepped up. Andrew Bogut had a great game again. Andre Iguodala played great defense. Those role players came around and opened up shots for Steph Curry. Did not open up shots for Klay Thompson, but he was unconscious as is, so it didn't really matter. But that fourth quarter went back to what we saw during the regular season for Oklahoma City, as compared to what we had seen during the playoffs where they were finishing games.
Now, we see that these games are, you know, they generally come down to the last 2 or 3 minutes of the game, and we had two players playing with five fouls, and it seemed like Roberson playing with five disappeared on the defensive end of the floor. He wasn't blocking shots, and Draymond Green just continued. I know if you're not a fan, you at least appreciate Draymond Green's game, and he's playing with five, and he arguably committed a foul on the turning point of the game when Westbrook dribbled the ball off his leg, but he seems to play the same game. Is there anything that he adjusts when he gets into foul trouble, or does he just, you know, live life for the moment?
Well, I would think, you know, after playing so many years of basketball and how every coach has told you when you have five fouls that you need to play a smart brand, you need to play strong defense, but play with your feet and not with your hands. So inherently, you know, it would seem that you would want to adjust to that. But just like you said, he has five fouls. And what does he do? He plays defense with his hands, and luckily doesn't get his hand literally stuck in the cookie jar. And they turn the ball over. It's funny that they do a replay to see who it went off of, but when they did the replay, they could have easily called a foul on Draymond Green. I think Roberson's situation is one where he's just young. He's not used to how to adjust to that, to be put on the best player on the other team and asked to really – not even necessarily shut him down, but slow him down. But now you're hindered by five fouls. I think that is something that he hasn't really come across and wasn't expecting. And his fifth foul, he got caught for a reach in. And again, it's, you know, high school basketball, grade school basketball. You play your defense with your feet and stay in front of a guy. And when you reach, that's when the fouls are called. And he complained about it, but it was definitely a situation where he was trying to push Steph Curry literally with his hands to push him away from the ball or away from the basket with the ball and totally got caught. So I think that's the main difference is that Draymond Green especially because he's not necessarily playing against guards. He's going to move his feet a little bit better and look for a little more help, where Roberson's going to be playing usually the best guard and the fastest player on the floor at the time. And it's just a lot more difficult for you not to play the same brand when you're playing against that type of player.
That is the voice of Shane Koenig, our NBA insider, joining us here on Dorf on Sports. Hey, let me ask you this. I've been a little bit impressed with Billy Donovan's coaching ability. And then on the other hand, I've said to myself, wow, maybe Steve Kerr isn't such a great coach and he's stubborn and he's kind of a one-trick pony. And truth be told, you can be a one-trick pony when your team is as good as his team is and you have the guys that can make the shots that they can make when they don't even really even have to look at the basket in Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. Am I right to a certain degree? But look, I'm not taking anything away from Steve Kerr. I think he's a great coach in the sense of he's able to manage these egos and everything. But I'm a firm believer that players make plays, okay? And, you know, Billy Donovan has done a great job of coaching, but ultimately, down the stretch, his players let him down a little bit because we talk about them reverting back to kind of who they are. Well, truth be told, Steph Curry and Klay Thompson are the two best shooters in the league. I mean, it is what it is. And Steve Kerr can get away with things because he's got guys that can bail him out. And Billy Donovan has guys that can bail him out, but they've got to play a certain brand. And it seems like Golden State plays that brand no matter what. Am I correct or am I on the right wavelength with this or no?
Well, I think that it's our opinion of the coaches are going to be dependent on that game. You know, we question Steve Kerr's ability and whether or not it was just, hey, is he just managing egos? Is he really doing anything special? When they are losing, you know, they are the best team in the league and the best team record-wise of all time, and they're losing to an Oklahoma City team that seemed to not be really playing at its best. You know, they played awesome against San Antonio, but going into the playoffs, people were wondering whether the move to Billy Donovan was the right decision when they had had so much success with Scottie Brooks. And once again in the playoffs, it seems that things started turning the right way, and we started saying, hey, Billy Donovan's got this team playing hard at the right time. But now when Westbrook and Durant revert back to that regular season form where it's those two versus everybody, then we start to question it. I do think that Steve Kerr has proven that he is the right fit for the talent. You know, he gets the best out of players and manages personalities with players that we've talked about, you know, on this show that are starters for other teams. And he gets them to play a role and to move forward together as a team as a champion. I think that we had seen that from Oklahoma City where Durant and Westbrook were sharing the ball, where role players were now playing their best ball of the season. And that didn't happen in the last game. So now we're questioning whether or not it can happen again, what team are we looking at? Are we looking at the team of the regular season for Oklahoma City, or are we looking for the team that beat San Antonio? If we look at the team that beat San Antonio when they play that an entire game that way, they will win the series. If they go back to that regular season form like they did in the fourth quarter of the last game, they will not win the series.
You know, to keep it on coaching, LeBron James has played for Paul Silas, Mike Brown, Eric Spoelstra, Dave Blatt, and now Ty Lue. And when I watched the Eastern Conference championship trophy presentation, the way that LeBron wanted Lue to have that moment, I'm thinking to myself that LeBron James is buying into a head coach for the first time in his 13-year NBA career. Now, Lue might be overmatched by either Kerr or Billy Donovan, but does LeBron buying into the coach matter as much as maybe I'm selling this?
Well, I think it matters to the job of the head coach for sure. Just like you mentioned, if he wasn't bought into Silas, he was gone. I mean, he bought into Spoelstra. Spoelstra is still there, and I don't think he left because of Eric Spoelstra. I think that he believed in what the Heat were doing and that they could continue to win there. But I think that he didn't buy into David Blatt, and that was a reason that they moved on from him and went to Ty Lue. And I think that he does have the respect of Ty Lue because at the beginning of LeBron James' career, Ty Lue was in the league. He knows that he's a player. He knows that he He knows the grind of the NBA season. And even though Paul Silas was a player, I don't think that Paul Silas is an old school player. He doesn't understand the new personality of the NBA. He didn't understand the brand that players are and how to manage that personality. And every other coach that he's had since then, except for Spoelstra, they hadn't played in the league. So I think that that's a big part of it. Is I think he really respects Ty Lue because of what he has done with the team to get all three of the big three to play together, to understand that ball movement is king. Even when we're shooting threes, to get an open three, you need to move the ball, where they're able to adjust styles from complete three-point dominance against Atlanta to getting the ball to the rim and kicking out and getting it inside to Kevin Love and letting LeBron get to the rim in a whole different series when they won to get into the Eastern Conference Finals. I think he really respects that and sees that big difference in how this team is reacting to him versus David Blatt. And I think that's the reason he's really trying to push Ty Lue to enjoy this moment.
You know, those are some interesting points that we're making about these younger coaches when you think about it, or newer coaches, if you will. Billy Donovan, we know, has been around the block, but on the college level, and obviously having a lot of success in his first year with the Oklahoma City Thunder. Steve Kerr, new with Golden State as well. Tyronn Lue, like we're talking about, very new with the Cleveland Cavaliers. You know, I'm just asking, I mean, just kind of spitballing here because we're making these comments and they're right on the money. Does this kind of hurt a guy like Popovich kind of moving forward when you think about it? Because like he's been so successful with the way that he does things, but the way that these guys do things is completely different. So that old school versus that new school mentality, which do you think is better moving forward?
I think in the long run, you're going to have more success, as proven with like a Popovich. But I think that a Popovich, we don't get behind closed doors because he's so closed off from the media. But Popovich really reminds me of like a Tom Coughlin in the NFL, where Coughlin, after, you know, the first Super Bowl, people really felt like he was losing the locker room, and he really opened up his style. He really became more open to the players, really started listening, started changing the way that he was so strict. I feel like Popovich is strict when you're talking about where you need to be, how the offense works, the fundamentals of Spurs basketball. But I don't think that he is an old-school coach when it comes to what you do with your own time, you know, who you are as a person, those type of things where it's so regimented. I think that he will continue to have success because Tim Duncan, well, we hope, at least I hope, he will retire, but there's Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard is that quiet superstar that's there. Let's Popovich lay into him, lets him lead that team, and then Kawhi Leonard shows the other players, this guy right here knows what he's talking about, and if you follow him and you follow me, we're going to get to the promised land. I think LeBron James is the example we talk about. LeBron James loves Mike Krzyzewski, and he's an old-school coach. I think it's just more of a respect issue and really understanding that like you can only do so much as a coach to put people in the right situation and to show them the way and to get them into the offense. And I think that those guys have that cachet, and I think that he wants Ty Lue to know that he believes in him and the offense that they're running and the style of the team that they have.
Hey, Shane, do me a favor. Hang with us through the break, and on the other side, we're going to ask you who you think's going to win. And then since you're closing out with us, you're going to get a parting shot for the day like Jeff and I do. So think about something that you have in your mind about the sports world. But keep it close. We'll be right back. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, Shane Koenig. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment here on today's program, Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank Shane Koenig, who's with us right now, to close out the program. And Shane, we're going to teach you how this is done. So Jeff's going to go first with his parting shot. But when you come, we want your prediction for what's going to happen. We all can do that, actually. We all can give our prediction and then a quick parting shot. So, Jeff, you're up first, buddy.
Hey, everyone. When you're firing up the grill on this long weekend, remember what we're observing, and that's the fallen veterans of foreign wars, even the guys that aren't killed in action and come home that have passed on. Let's take some time to remember them on this Memorial Day weekend.
Great stuff. And who do you like to win Game 7?
Game 7, I think it's going to be Golden State, and I think it's going to set up a great finals.
All right, super. Shane, you're up, buddy.
I am also going to go with Golden State with a strong fourth quarter finish to win the series. I'm excited about the NBA. Two things, reason why. Small market basketball is alive and well in the NBA right now. The Knicks and the Lakers are not very good right now. The Lakers can change that shortly, so we'll see how that goes. And the second part is both teams, every team that's here, winning with team ball. Ball movement, strong offensive play, and deep benches are winning games.
My parting shot is Game 7, baby. I'm the Dorf Man saying peace, and we're out of here. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Guess what?
What? What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.